Christmas to all of you, wherever you may be. And I just wanted to quickly say that I wish you the best for this day. It's actually 9:43 p.m. right now where I am. And wherever you may be, I just wish you all the blessings in the upcoming year. It's been a very, very trying year for all of us, but I really do want you to focus on the good things that can be done in the upcoming year. Oh, and look, I think I have some people or some messages coming through. In any case, yeah, I really wish that for you, and I'm not going to stay on this long. I do actually, though, want to mention something about my blog post that I wrote the other day, well, just yesterday, and it really was a reflection on Christmas Eve traditions, right? And so I realized that there are morning lark traditions, and then there are definitely night owl traditions. You know, traditions maybe not made for the night owl or morning lark. It just so happened that culturally, some things were developed that way. And I know for me, it has always been about a night owl Christmas. So, you know, as opposed to 'twas the night before Christmas and going to bed early in the evening and dreaming of sugar plums and, you know, leaving a glass of milk for Santa Claus. No, that wasn't really part of my experience. My experience was more about mass in the evening, and then, you know, for other people it was midnight mass. And then we would all head over to a relative's home and the clan would get together and there would be feasting, and then at midnight we would open our gifts, and that was our Christmas Eve. So that really, I think, is really apropos given that I'm a night owl, you know? Now, for the morning larks in our family, well, hey, usually it's the night owls that have to switch for the morning larks, right? Well, in this case, you know, everyone's switching to the night owls, which was actually more fun, don't you think? But in any case, no, I always did like the idea of, you know, waking up in the morning and then opening up your gifts. And it's sort of like one of those traditions that, to me, I've sort of romanticized, but it's something that I don't live and probably wouldn't. But I think it's a nice idea. And so for those of you who are morning larks and doing that, then that's amazing. Enjoy, you know, call it a night. And for those of you who are night owls, ring in that Christmas Eve into Christmas Day with that feast at midnight. And so it was just an observation. Think back to your traditions. Were they more geared towards the morning larks, or were they geared towards the night owls? Just curious. It's just something I noticed. Anyway, I'm going to probably be posting another episode soon, given that it's the end of the year in about a week. And yeah, I probably will have some sort of a review for you. In any case, for all of those who are feeling a little challenged this year, though, I do want to leave a message for you as well, which is, you know, keep hope, keep the faith. Things do get better. It's not easy what we've been living, but we'll get through this. Keep safe, stay safe, and I wish you a Merry Christmas. And remember, if you do have trouble sleeping, check out my blog post at www.sleepwellblog.org. I have some great tips on how to have more sleep wellness in your life, even through the holidays. It's a bit like, I guess, you know, keeping your healthy eating through the holidays, right? But yeah, check out that post. Take care. Merry Christmas. Have a good one. Bye.